Now it's time to bring back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, I think this week you're looking at connections in Essex with the Titanic.
Indeed. Yes, we do have connections in Essex, two of them. In fact, the second one I only found out myself fairly recently. Mm. But the first one, I suppose, that some people may know about already, of course, is Marconi.
Oh, yes.
Because the great ship Titanic that sadly sunk, as we know, in April 1912 with a huge loss of life, was equipped with what was then known as the Marconi Room.
Yeah.
Now, Marconi himself couldn't claim to be the actual inventor of the wireless telegraph, but he was who studied the invention and actually worked out how to put it into practice. Mm. And of course, on this great ship, one of the selling points was that you could send telegrams to your friends and family, boasting, here I am on the Titanic, on my way to America. Of course, only the rich could afford to send these telegrams.
Of course.
But there was no shortage of people on board who fitted that category.
Good to say.
And so the two Marconi men, as they were known, the telegraph operators, were kept very busy sending telegrams to the friends and relations of the passengers. Sadly, when a boat struck the iceberg and afterwards sunk, only one of these two Marconi men would survive. Mm-hmm. One went down with the ship. But after the Titanic incident, Marconi himself, Mr. Marconi, Guglielmo Marconi, to give him his full name, went to America and received a hero's welcome. I think he was a bit worried about how he would be received in America after being involved in equipping this ship. And obviously people were looking for someone to blame for this disaster, but luckily it wasn't him. He was feted as a hero when he landed in America.
Now, you said there were two connections with the ship.
Yes. The second connection that I only found out recently was who supplied the glass windows on the Titanic.
Crittle?
Crittle of Braintree. Absolutely. Yes.
Well, well, well.
So we might say that the ship was certainly very well equipped, and that equipment was partly from Essex.
Well, okay. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.
And what are you looking at next week, then?
I'm going to be looking at a very unhappy day at the seaside. Not a happy day. A very unhappy day at the seaside.
Well, it was a pretty unhappy day in the sea with your talk this week. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Scott.